Grayling, A Picture Story from the Islands of Shetland by Jane Yolen, illustrated by William Stobbs.
One sunny day, when the beach was a tan thread spun between sea and plain, the fisherman, as usual, went down to his boat. But this day he found a small grey seal stranded on the sandbar, crying for its own. The fisherman looked up the beach and down. He looked in front of him and behind, and he looked to the town on the great grey cliffs that sheered off into the sea, but there were no other seals in sight. So he shrugged his shoulders and took off his shirt, then he dipped into the water and wrapped the seal pup carefully in its folds. "You have no father and you have no mother," he said, "and I have no child, so you shall come home with me." And the fisherman did no fishing that day, but brought the seal pup, wrapped in his shirt, straight home to his wife. When she saw him coming home early with no shirt on, the fisherman's wife ran out of the hut. Then she looked wonderingly at the bundle which he held in his arms. "It is nothing," he said, "but a seal pup I found stranded in the shallows and longing for its own. I thought we could give it love and care until it is old enough to seek its kin." The fisherman's wife nodded and took the bundle. Then she uncovered the wrapping and gave a loud cry. "Nothing," she said. "You call this nothing?" The fisherman looked. Instead of a seal lying there in the folds, there was a strange child with great grey eyes and silvery grey hair smiling up at him. The fisherman wrung his hands. "It's a selkie," he cried. "I have heard of them. There are men upon the land and seals in the sea. I thought it was but a tale." "Then he shall remain a man upon the land," said the fisherman's wife, clasping the child in her arms, "for I shall never let him return to the sea." "Never," agreed the fisherman, for he knew how his wife had wanted a child, and in his secret heart he wanted one too, yet he felt somehow it was wrong. "We shall call him Grayling," said the fisherman's wife, "for his eyes and hair are the colour of a storm-coming sky. Grayling, though he has brought sunlight into our home."